Okay. I guess it was the idea of getting away from designing more services and products for the hospital setting, because realizing that some of the most impact can be made outside of the hospital, and in fact, that's probably where the most impact is made, is creating a new service or product that enlists the other parts of the family's environment.
So I think the most important lesson we learned is how to find the right target user in our project. Yeah, so it's a mutual thing for the interactions from both sides. So how to leverage all the resources and to do the communications. So it's our lessons.
I would say what surprised me about designing for child health equity, I don't know why when coming in I thought maybe it would be a small problem space, like have some sort of constraints, but it's pretty wide open in just how many factors affect the experience of these families and the care the children get. It was enormous, and I'm only even today getting a better understanding of, I think you mentioned that there's the social risk factors and the health risk factors, and so just trying to grasp that, I think, was the most surprising part.
Yeah, I agree. And also, I think just the balance, I think being in a design course, you guys talk a lot about high tech versus high touch, and just being, I guess, in Silicon Valley, how the idea of everything being, like, super high tech, but then what you actually, like, what a lot of these families need is just, like, a place to get out a lot of emotion. So how you can weigh both of them to allow or give that space for these families. And just, I think the emotional side of it was really interesting. As someone who was engaging, just going, like, after the home visit, I just was so, like, couldn't stop thinking about it, kind of. So kind of having that be your day-to-day life, and just how do you deal with that?
We discussed this earlier, but I think I was really surprised by how open all the families were in wanting to talk about their experiences, which I think is a testament to both their relationship with Dr. Sanders, but also, like, how much they need to talk about these things. I remember I was, like, super crazy nervous for the home visit because I was like, this is such a sensitive topic. Like, I have all these questions. I don't know if she's going to want to answer any of them. And she just talked forever. She just wanted to talk about everything, which was really great, but also I think is a sign that, like, she doesn't get a chance to just explain this whole story to people all the time.
A lot of people have mentioned this. I was so surprised coming in, because I thought we'd be working more in the hospital setting, but it was really, really amazing to see how much of, like, healthcare is actually managed outside of the medical system and how little of it actually is defined by, like, physician-patient interactions. And so I was really amazed by how many prototypes were actually focused at, like, helping the emotional and mental well-being of the parents as they go through this process.
What I found the most surprising was, I feel like, overwhelmingly, people knew kind of exactly what needs to be changed. And this was coming from, like, parents and, like, social workers and people in the hospital setting and visitors. And basically everyone says that they need more contact from the hospital, more support, and that, like, I guess there just aren't the resources to be able to do this, and it's not the system that we have, and that, like, it's kind of, like, it's sad that we have to, like, design things that kind of, like, get around this central feature of just needing, like, more support and resources to, like, get more nursing access. But then, like, I guess just the fact that, like, we know exactly what's needed, but we can't get what's needed, so then, like, we need to design alternative solutions, and I don't know why we couldn't just get more money and policy, like, geared towards changing that more significant route.
What most surprising to me is, as other guys said, the parents express their feelings, opinions quite a lot, and also they are very welcome to us. And not only when I visited their home, but also when I asked additional questions to them about certain kind of topics, they offered me tons of their opinions and really deep and personal feelings and experiences. It's really surprising to me. Oh, it's, you know, yeah, it's really.
Thank you.